The psychology of anger is that you wanted something and somebody prevented you from getting it. Somebody came as a block, as an obstacle. Your whole energy was going to get something, and somebody blocked the energy. You could not get it, what you wanted. Now this frustrated energy becomes anger. Anger against the person who has destroyed the possibility of fulfilling your desire. You cannot prevent anger, because anger is a byproduct. But you can do something else so that the byproduct does not happen at all. In life, remember one thing. Never desire anything so intensely as if it is a question of life and death. Be a little playful. I am not saying don't desire, because that will become a repression on you. I am saying desire, but let your desire be playful. If you can get it, good. If you cannot get it, perhaps it was not the right time. We will see next time. Learn something of the art of the player. We become so much identified with the desire, then when it is blocked or prevented, our own energy becomes fire. It burns you. And in that state of almost insanity, you can do anything for which you are going to repent. It can create a series of events that your whole life may get entangled with. Because of this, for thousands of years they have been saying, become desireless. Now that is asking something inhuman. Even the people who have said become desireless have also given you a motive, a desire, that if you become desireless, you will attain to the ultimate freedom of moksha, nirvana. That is to a desire. You can repress desire for some bigger desire. And you may even forget that you are still the same person, only you have changed the target. Certainly, there are not many people who are trying to get moksha. So you will not have any great competition. In fact, people will be very happy that you have started going towards moksha. One competitor less in the life. But as far as you are concerned, nothing has changed. And if anything can be created which disturbs your desire for moksha, again the anger will flare up, and this time it will be far bigger, because now the desire is far bigger. The proportion of anger is always in the same as the desire is. You should not try to stop anger. You should not in any way keep the anger controlled. Otherwise, it will burn you. It will destroy you. What I am saying is, you have to go to the roots. The root is always some desire which has been blocked. And the frustration has created the anger. Don't take desires very seriously. Don't take anything seriously. It is unfortunate that no religion in the world has accepted sense of humor as one of the basic qualities for a religious man. And I want you to understand that sense of humor, playfulness, should be the fundamental qualities. You should not take things so seriously. Then anger does not arise. You can simply laugh at the whole thing. You can start laughing at yourself. You can start laughing at situations in which you would have been angry and mad. Use playfulness, sense of humor, laughter. It is a big world, and there are millions of people. Everybody is trying to get to something. It is very natural that sometimes people may come into each other's ways. Not that they want to. It is just the situation. It is accidental. This is what I mean when I say, don't take anything seriously, not even yourself. And then you will see anger simply has not happened. There is no possibility of anger. And anger is certainly one of the great leakages of your spiritual energy. Just start thinking about yourself. At ease, nothing is special, not that you are meant to be victorious, not that you have to be succeeding always in every situation. This is a big world, and we are small people. Once this settles in your being, then everything is acceptable. Anger disappears. And the disappearance will bring you a new surprise, because when anger disappears, it leaves behind it tremendous energy of compassion, of love, of friendship.